Islam is one of the major world religions. Every fifth person on the face of this earth is a Muslim. Muslims are found in the Middle East, in North, West and East Africa, in Asia and Eastern Europe. In modern times, Muslims are found in large numbers in Western Europe, the Americas and Australia through immigration as well as conversion. Recent statistics show that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the USA. With the vast world turning into a global village, such a widespread religion followed by over a billion people indeed deserves a careful study. As reflected in its name, Islam is a religion of peace. Muslims are taught to greet each other by saying Salamun Alaikum. That is to say, peace be upon you. The daily prayers also end with the same sentence. In Islam, one of the names by which God is known is Salam, which means peace. However, one must realize that peace, on a social level, is intertwined with justice. Peace can only exist if justice is maintained in society. Unfortunately, because of the Middle Eastern events of recent years, Islam has been branded by the Western media as a religion of violence. In recent years, the word Islamic has become one of the adjectives of terrorism. In this backdrop, no fair-minded person would allow himself to blame the religion of Islam for the wrongdoings of those who call themselves as Muslims. It is just like saying that the Catholic Church promotes violence and terrorism because of the Irish Republican Army's activities. As a brief, the principles of the Islamic faith are as follows. First, monotheism. Second, divine justice. Third, the prophethood or the holy prophets of Allah, peace be upon them. Fourth, the succession to the Prophet Muhammad or the leadership of mankind. Fifth, the resurrection or the day of judgment. God is a being conceived as the perfect, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent originator and ruler of the universe, the principal object of faith and worship in monotheistic religions or Abraham's religions. Monotheism means the doctrine or belief that there is only one God, one creator, one sustainer, one originator, one ruler in the universe. There is only one God worthy to be obeyed and worshipped. Islam enjoins one to believe that the universe as an immense systematic organization has been created and governed by Allah. The Holy Quran says, "Our Lord is He who gave to each created thing its form, then gave it guidance."
Justice means the quality of being just, fairness, righteousness. For example, in the interest of justice, we should treat everyone according to his dignity. It also signifies the principle of moral rightness or decency, conformity to truth, fact, or moral rightness in action or attitude. In the other words, justice means to treat adequately, fairly, or with full appreciation. For example, the subject is so complex that I cannot do justice to it in a brief survey. We are proud to serve our Lord. He is the universal Lord and Cherisher, the one and only God, who has created all beings and all things. It is from Him that each created thing derived its form and nature, including such free will and power as man has got. Allah possesses all attributes of perfection. He does not do anything against wisdom and any injustice to anyone. Any evil and tyrant action or operation in the human societies cannot be justified under the holy name of Allah. The Holy Quran states, "He is Allah, the Creator, the Originator, the Fashioner, to Him belong the most beautiful names. God is just. He has established the heavens and the earth on the basis of justice. He has placed everything in its very right place, every person in his very right position. He has pledged Himself not to subject His servants beyond of their ability to bear. In the resurrection, God will assess every servant's deeds with regard to his ability to follow God's orders." Prophet is a person who speaks by divine inspiration or as the interpreter through whom the will of a God is expressed. From the first day of creation till the last day, all creatures are fostered by Allah. they are all led toward a known and determined goal with their own nature. Man is born with free will and wisdom. Therefore, the divine universal guidance will not be certainly compulsory for him. He should follow deliberately his path to the final perfection through his optional steps. His prosperity depends upon his true beliefs, praiseworthy ethics, and good deeds. Man perceives his good and bad through his wisdom, but that very often loses its keenness and makes error. Man's wisdom alone cannot lead him to realism and benevolence. All these indecent characteristics and unjust behaviors are committed by those whose wisdom is overcome by their desires. Therefore, the divine guidance should be positively achieved through a different medium which is entirely inviolable to sin and error. This medium is the Prophet. We sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, that men may stand forth in justice, and we sent down iron, in which is great might, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help, unseen, him and his messengers, for Allah is full of strength, exalted in might. The book, the balance, and iron stand as emblems of three things which hold society together: revelation, which commands good and forbids evil; justice, which gives to each person his due; and the strong arm of the law, which maintains sanctions for evildoers. History indicates that there were prophets among people who responded to the call of Allah. Every community had a messenger. The Almighty states, and every people had a messenger. Thus prophetic mission and call continued until Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to mankind. Allah says, "But thou art truly a warner, and to every people a guide, and we have not sent thee but as a messenger to all mankind." He was the last in a series of prophets sent by God, and that there can be no other after him. The Holy Quran states, "Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah, and the seal of the prophets, and Allah has full knowledge of all things." His book, the Holy Quran, is the collection of the revelations which God made to him. It contains the words of God and is often referred to as the speech of Allah. Consequently, Islam will remain valid and everlasting until the Day of Judgment. The Almighty says, "Nor does he say aught of his own desire. It is no less than inspiration sent down to him, and we have, without doubt, sent down the message, and we will assuredly guard it from corruption." Every community needs a leader being in charge or in command of others. The first leader of the Muslim community was the Holy Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. After his demise, the succession was a necessity. Succession means the sequence in which one person after another succeeds to a title, throne, or position. Our 12 infallible Imams, peace be upon them, have been entitled as the legal successors to the position of the Holy Prophet as the leader of Muslim community, as I will explain subsequently. All the commentaries of the Holy Quran that we have in our hands nowadays are not free from some Israelite fables and false interpretations, or some personal opinions of interpreters who says that some verses have been abrogated. The same is said about the books of Hadith that underwent fabrication, insertion, and distortion. It can be said that no book has remained untouched. Therefore, Muslims have to revert to the infallible Imams of the Prophet's progeny, because they are the only ones who can correctly interpret and explain the revelation of Allah and purify the prophetic traditions from all blemishes and distortion. Allah, the Most High, appointed 12 distinguished personalities, one after the other, as the rightful successors of the Holy Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him. They are the descendants of both the Prophet and Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allah says, "O ye who believe, obey Allah, and obey the Messenger, and those charged with authority among you, Imams, that is to say, divinely ordained leaders. If you differ in anything among yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger, if you do believe in Allah and the Last Day." that is best and most suitable for final determination. The Imams, peace be upon them, are the divinely ordained leaders of the world who succeed to the office by virtue of their being designated on God's instructions. Commenting on the word Ulul Amr in the verse, the Prophet, peace be upon him, told Jabir ibn Abdullah, O Jabir, they are my successors and the leaders of the Muslim community after me. The first one is Ali ibn Abi Talib, thereafter Al-Hassan, then Al-Hussein, next Ali ibn Hussein, next Muhammad ibn Ali, introduced in the Bible as Bakr. O Jabir, you will meet him, please give him my salam, that to say my best regards, next Sadiq Jafar ibn Muhammad, then Musa ibn Jafar, next Ali ibn Musa, next Muhammad ibn Ali, next Ali ibn Muhammad, next Al-Hassan ibn Ali, then whose name and title will be mine's. He will be the proof of Allah in the earth and the remaining evidence among the servants of Allah, the son of Al-Hassan ibn Ali. They possess some attributes such as infallibility and divinely endowed with knowledge and moral excellence and miracles. Allah says, Allah only wishes to remove all abomination from you, ye members of the family, and to make you pure and spotless. Their presence in the world is crucial for its continued existence. If the earth was only a moment empty of Imam, it would swallow its residents. The Imam Al-Mahdi is the last Imam. He will appear to inaugurate a long period in which the world will be filled with justice and righteousness as the Prophet of Allah and Imam Al-Sadiq Jafar ibn Muhammad, peace be upon them, said. The resurrection means the restoration of the dead to life at the Last Judgment. Our life is not interrupted by the death of the body. The Almighty says, before them is a partition till the day they are raised up. We are all approaching to the grave, a new phase of our eternal path, wherein everyone will be questioned about his or her deeds and the person will be treated in accordance with the quality of his beliefs, affections, and deeds. People's condition in the grave would be something like one's condition during one's sleep, in which one would either have sweet and pleasant dreams or bad and terrifying ones. Then the people are brought back to life from their graves, together at one place wherein the court of justice and balance will be established. Everyone's records of deeds will be made public. The witness will show up, good people will be saved and admitted into paradise. Evil deeds will face huge troubles, going to hell to suffer all the miseries therein forever. It is he who brings out the living from the dead, and bring out the dead from the living, and who gives life to the earth after it is dead, and thus shall ye be brought out from the dead. From dead matter Allah's creative act produces life and living matter, and even science has not yet been able to explain the mystery of life. Life and living matter again seem to reach maturity and again die, as we see every day. No material thing seems to have perpetual life. But again we see the creative process of Allah constantly at work, and the cycle of life and death seems to go on. The earth itself, seemingly so inert, produces vegetable life at once from a single shower of rain, and in various ways sustains animal life. Normally it seems to die in the winter in northern climates, and in a drought everywhere, and the spring revives it in all its glory. Metaphorically, many movements, institutions, organizations, seem to die and then to live again, all under the wonderful dispensation of Allah. So will our personality be revived when we die on this earth, in order to reap the fruit of this our probationary life. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like thereof? Yeah, indeed. For he is the creator supreme, of skill and knowledge infinite. Which is more difficult to create, man, or the heavens and the earth, with all creatures? Allah created the heavens and the earth, with all creatures, and he can create worlds and worlds like these in infinity. To him it is small matter to raise you up the hereafter. In addition to the physical world, God has also created angels and spirits. The angels have various roles, among them the conveyance of God's revelation to the prophets. The spirits are usually known as genii. They inhabit this world and may affect human beings in various ways. Some are good and capable of obtaining salvation, others are evil and sometimes known as Satans. The chief Satan, the devil, known as Satan or Iblis, is a disobedient genii. Say, it has been revealed to me that a company of jinns listened to the Quran. They said, we have really heard a wonderful recital. It gives guidance to the right, and we have believed therein. We shall not join in worship any gods with our Lord. Both the Quran and the Hadith describe the jinn as a definite species of living beings. They are created out of fire and like man, may believe or disbelieve, accept or reject guidance. The authoritative Islamic texts show that they are not merely a hidden force, or spirit. They are personalized beings who enjoy a certain amount of free will and thus will be called to account. The Almighty Allah says, I have only created jinns and men, that they may serve me.
These were the teachings of Islam, the religion sent by God to Prophet Muhammad. It has been preserved in its originality by the leaders who came from the family of the Prophet. On this note, I would like to end with one of the last important messages of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, where he says, I am leaving behind two important things among you, one is the Book of Allah, the Quran, and the other is my family, the Ahlul Bayt. As long as you hold on fast to both of them, you will not go astray.